Right, you're back with the SAFM market update. It's 18 minutes past 6. Now, First National Bank has set its sights on overcoming problems entrepreneurs in the unseen or informal economy face in the course of business. A little bit earlier, I spoke with FNB Business CEO Mike Vasey-Lyle on how the confluence of technology and competition can provide solutions for these entrepreneurs. Why has FNB decided to focus on this segment of the economy now?
It's a very good point. I think that's why we refer to it as the unseen space, because I think it's been happening around us for years and years and years. I think the opportunity has been very big in other parts of the economy, and I suppose as bank gets increasingly competitive, growth needs to come from somewhere, and I really feel that this is the untapped opportunity. I think it also South African banks become more relevant to the wider population, as we become more relevant to South Africa. It's becoming an imperative for us to solve this piece as well. So I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to grow here by taking services to this market. And as we have innovated and I suppose solved many problems in other parts of this economy and of our customer segments, those solutions are now, I suppose, many of them are replicable or expandable into this space. And I think there's some areas where we can innovate even further. So the adoption of technology in financial services certainly has meant that there is an opportunity to solve for the space.
Okay, so let's talk about the solution. What do these small business owners want? What are you going to be providing?
Okay, so we spend quite a lot of time walking the streets and visiting these businesses and spending time with the people who run the businesses, the staff that work in the businesses and the owners of these businesses. And I think the biggest issue that we've seen at the moment is a proliferation of cash in the sector. The cash is problematic. It's we all know the cash in transit heists are a daily occurrence, which is a very unfortunate South African situation. I mean, we've got far too much cash in the system, and the cost of management and moving of cash is a big issue, and the safety issues around it. So the big opportunity that we see is helping this unseen economy manage the cycling and distribution of cash. So that to us has probably been one of the biggest that we've got from our interactions in the space. And I suppose it's quite intuitive because, I mean, this is a cash economy, this piece. Strongly allied to that is if you look at what happens is the way these small businesses manage this cash problem is they leave a lot of their cash tied up in stock. So they'll immediately use any surplus cash to buy more stock, and that sits on their shelves or in their premises. And I think that obviously is a very big security risk, and it's largely an uninsured space. So most of the stock is on complete risk. So I think there's definitely the opportunities for us to help manage that risk, insurance opportunities, and just circulate this cash faster by using merchant acquiring point of sale devices, card issuing in the South African economy is doing very, very well. So but the banks have been quite good at getting cards into the economy, but we need to allow the people who have these cards the ability to spend at all the merchants that they go to, and that includes this unseen informal space.
That's a very important point you've touched on there. I just look at my own personal experience where a few years ago you'd park at a shopping center and have to pay for your ticket, which would be a cost of a couple of rands with cash only. It seems that the merchants have been able to run down the costs to make this affordable so that you can now present your card to pay a parking ticket, for instance. Is that the type of rollout of technology now that's been made possible through, first of all, the lowering of fees, and then second of all, by the extension of mobile telephony, where you can actually get a signal to a point of sale on the side of a road somewhere, or a little spaza shop in a township that might not have access to fixed lines or technology like that? Is that what's enabling this?
Absolutely. And then also, I think one of the things that we've realized is that the actual device and the ring, let's say the merchant services device, you know, the zip-zap machine that sits on the desk.
That was FNB CEO Mike Vasey-Lyle talking to us about their efforts to stimulate growth in the unseen economy.